the chairman of the Northern Health Trust, Jim Stewart, was interviewed by the BBC following a meeting where Mr. Stewart said that he was asked to resign by the Minister of Health's permanent secretary, Andrew McCormick. This request was said to be in connection with the Trust's problems with Antrimeria Hospital, particularly their accident and emergency department. I contacted the chairman to find out more about the current situation regarding his position at the Trust. Hello, Mr. Stewart. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me. Can you please tell me a little about the current situation regarding your position at the Trust?
Well, in a meeting last week on Tuesday, I was informed by the permanent secretary that the minister wanted me to resign, but without any reason being given. So I said I didn't think I was justified or why I wouldn't be resigning.
Did the permanent secretary explain why you were being asked for your resignation?
No, there was no explanation given, just it was suggested that the minister had formed a view that I should go, and I can only but assume that it's due to the performance of Compton Hospital, which has been a problem for us for quite some time.
How do you feel about being asked to resign?
Very unfair. In the church, job is to challenge faculty, the executives who deliver the services, to support the team and to lead the board. I have worked tirelessly for 6 years in my post, and I don't believe the minister or even the permanent secretary would know all of the work that I do. So I thought I was being a scapegoat because Antrim wasn't performing.
Could you tell me, in your opinion, what reasons there are for Antrim Hospital's failure to eliminate 12-hour waits?
The difficulty with Antrim is that the A&E department is quite small, and we have significant number of people turning up. In fact, we're probably having double the number of people that we're originally designed for. So we have difficulty because the bed occupancy level in the hospital is run over 90%. So when we get a surge in the numbers, we just don't have sufficient beds.
And what pressure do you think this puts on the staff in the hospital?
Staff are very frustrated because they don't want anybody to wait either. Nothing they can do if there's no beds available. So we breach this target, and that causes the minister quite concern.
How do you think that the new A&E, which will be ready in May 2013, will improve the conditions?
We are building a new A&E department, and long overdue. Now that'll certainly help because we have additional facilities and additional areas for treating patients. But a real factor is the number of people that turn up. And we don't have an out-of-hours service in Antrim, which is unfortunate, so that population in Antrim area don't have any alternative. But going forward, one of the major changes that will take place is that the Transforming Your Care initiative is designed to give people an option and do more services in the community instead of everybody having to come to hospital. So that is going to be very important going forward, and that'll be much better for us.
Aside from what you've told me, what else do you think the Trust needs to do in order to improve conditions?
Well, everybody needs to work together to make improvements. We need to look closer at how we can manage the beds themselves and make sure that people who are admitted get the best possible care but are able to be discharged as soon as they're ready to do so and get a better turnaround. This is very important.
Mr. Stewart, can I also just ask you your own plans as to your position at the Trust?
I was asked to resign and I said I wasn't going to, so I am effectively still in post until further notice.
And finally, is there anything else you would like to add as a final comment?
I think it's important that we just recognise the great services that the Trust deliver throughout the Trust area. We have got very dedicated people at all levels whose sole intention is to do the best possible work that they can. And working in health is quite difficult because of the high expectations the public have. But the staff are totally dedicated to do the best they can. So I think it's just unfortunate we've had this situation.
Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me, Mr. Stewart. I also contacted the Department of Health to give the Health Minister, Mr. Edwin Poots, an opportunity to respond to the statements made by Mr. Stewart and received a written statement dated the 10th of December in response to recent events. He said, "The Trust has faced significant challenges since its establishment in April 2007. In spite of support measures which have been put in place previously to assist the Trust and the actions which have been taken, there needs to be further progress in the improvement of patient experience and care in the Northern Area. There are no signs of sufficient improvement in waiting times at emergency departments in spite of the earlier Hines and Rutter reviews of the Trust. The number of patients waiting over 12 hours in emergency departments have been unacceptably high throughout the year and rising lately, and significant numbers of patients are waiting longer than 4 hours at the EDs." He added, "I acknowledge fully the professionalism and commitment of the Trust management and the staff in addressing the challenges. Delivery of safe and effective quality services to all of our patients and clients across all service areas must be the overriding priority, and it is for that reason that I have taken the decision to appoint an external expert team to support the Trust to help turn around performance in critical areas. It is clear that clinicians must be at the heart of the improvement process." The Minister of Health statement focused on the creation of a turnaround and support team, but did not comment on the situation regarding Mr. Stewart in his statement.